fighting for America.
This is not about discrimination. This is about protecting the religious liberty of every Hoosier, of every faith.
The number one hashtag on Twitter is Boycott Indiana.
Fighting for Idaho.
I've always had a problem with eminent domain in any shape or form to have government take away property, regardless of what the excuse.
Fighting for you.
Good morning, Kevin. I just appreciate you being here, and I am very thankful for you. You're just wonderful.
Boise. Mr. Right.
Well, you found a home here.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. If you're an Eagle or Star or West Boise, hey, welcome to the world without power. Hopefully you're tuned in to us. Save the battery on the phone and break out the old radio. And we'd love to hear from you concerning your power outage stories. And you're thinking to yourself, well, Kevin, what good does that do? Well, maybe we can direct the power company to getting to you, right? Joining us now to talk about money is Andrew Goss. Andrew, good morning.
Well, good morning.
So apparently now in Europe, they're charging people to put money in banks?
Yeah. The old-fashioned way.
Wow.
You know, when we used to put money in the bank back in the Billy the Kid days, it was to keep it safe from robbers. And, you know, they charged you to keep it there. It was a storage fee. And that's occurring all over Europe right now. And so it's just about that. In the United States, the rates are so low. You deposit money in a typical checking or savings account, and you get a rate of return that's essentially negative. I mean, when you subtract inflation from the interest rate, you're already negative. But in Europe, I'm talking real negative rates. Like when you put in $10,000 in January, in December of that same year, you get back $99.50 and a thank you from the bank. So that's what's coming to the United States.
Well, is there anything that can be done about this, or is it just because the interest rates, as you've said, sir, so low, but perhaps even artificially low, that banks are going to have to look for some source of revenue?
Well, artificially low is correct. You know, the Fed, in its attempt to stimulate the economy and encourage people to spend their money, they've lowered interest rates to what they call zero bound. You know, they're as low as they can possibly go. And many think that the Fed is on the path to raise interest rates sometime in the middle of this year. The fact remains, however, that Americans, by and large, have stopped spending money. There are two metrics to look at. One is money with a zero maturity, MZM, and the other is monetary velocity. Money with a zero maturity is money in cash, in your checking account, in your savings account. And when the financial crisis started in 2007, we as Americans combined had about $6 trillion in the bank. Well, today that number is $13 trillion. We've just kept piling it up. And meanwhile, the amount of monetary velocity, that is, when someone gets a dollar, how quickly do they turn it over by spending it? That's fallen to historic lows. So not only are we piling up cash, we're not spending it. And for the economy, that's very bad. So what the Fed has done is injected replacement money into the system. Think of it like blood flow. You know, they had to stop the limbs from dying, so they injected replacement money in every point in the system. Well, so now there are two units. There's the one that we have saved, and there's the one that the Fed has put into circulation. And many fear that this will cause a return to inflation, similar to that 77 to 80 period that Jimmy Carter experienced.
Well, you know, that would be devastating. We've already had kind of like stealth inflation, if you will, just based on the fact that, you know, food prices and other things have gone up, but really unnoticed for quite some time.
You know, you're right about that, and especially as this trend towards, you know, cleaner food, shall we say, organic food. I know that my personal spending at the supermarket has nearly doubled in the last 5 years, and it's not because I've put on 20 pounds. It is, as you say, stealth inflation. So, you know, the higher prices, I think, are already prevalent throughout the economy. And, again, you can't expect that the Federal Reserve has created $4 trillion in the last 7 years and put it into circulation in an attempt to replace the missing spending by America's consumers. But if we both are going to have that money in circulation at the same time, then the real problems will erupt. And The Fed has announced no plans to withdraw or to sell off its mortgage-backed securities or its treasury bonds. They did stop buying them. I guess that's a plus, but this sort of Damocles still hangs out there. You know, this $13 trillion pile of money, if Americans start spending it because they can't get a real rate of return at the bank, you may see a round of inflation that's even worse than it was under Jimmy Carter.
What about the idea that we keep printing the funny money? When's that going to come home to roost?
Well, it already has. I mean, this is the first line of the Constitution, right? Article 1, I think Section 10, Clause 8 is, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debt. And the idea there is that you would know what a dollar was, and it was limited in supply. There was no unlimited funny money. But when President Nixon closed the gold window in 71, and then monetary decontrol in 1980, which handed the monetary system over to the banks through the Federal Reserve System, we, the people and the government, have largely been out of the money business, so to speak. Now, granted, we pay $200-plus billion a year in interest on our debt for the privilege of allowing these private this private consortium to issue it. I think we'd be better served to sort of take that back. I think if the Federal Reserve were nationalized, much the way Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were, then at least the profits from that agency would inure inside the Treasury instead of in the coffers of the private banks. But more importantly, I think a return to the constitutional principles of a gold-backed dollar would go a long way towards restoring confidence in that U.S. currency.
Andrew, what else should we look out for?
Well, the big one, inflation and defaults. My goodness. You know, the idea that having money in the bank today is a sure thing. You know, if you say, wow, that's like money in the bank to a person today, they view it as super safe and with no risk. But if you said, you know, that's like money in the bank to someone in 1893, they would view it as you should, a risky proposition. We deregulated the banks entirely. You know, prior to 1999, what a commercial bank could do is take your deposit and then loan your deposit to someone else on good collateral, and that was pretty much the limit of their business. But once we eliminated Glass-Steagall and deregulated the banks, now they could take your deposits and go and gamble on black in Las Vegas. You know,
right.
They can number. They can essentially do anything they want. And if they make money, great. But if they lose money, they turn to the FDIC and to the government for a bailout. Well, many people would think that in the last 7 years we learned our lesson, but I'm here to tell you that total debt in the last 7 years, worldwide dollar-denominated debt, has doubled. And in this chase for yield, these banks have gone out and made some of the riskiest investments you can imagine, especially as it relates to the oil patch. You know, when oil was $70 and $80 a barrel, $90 a barrel, they were loaning money to companies and to drillers and to explorers. And now these folks find themselves in a position of not being able to pay that money back because of low oil prices. So we have real things to watch out for, but I would say number one is defaults. And I see Puerto Rico today renegotiating its energy bonds and so forth. As we go forward, a number of municipal bonds will probably go into default and be renegotiated. And this will make investors nervous and cause a general panic, which is the one thing I think the wild card in the mix.
Well, Andrew, thank you for your insight.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. We appreciate it. Andrew Gause there with the latest on the Fed and everything else. We're going to go into a different mode here at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, and it might take everybody a little while to get used to it, if you will. But with the power outages going on, and maybe your power's back on, and it's always so insensitive for people. I always love people on television when they go, hey, and if your power's out, do this. Well, if your power's out, chances are your satellite, your cable, your antenna is out as well, so you're not watching television. So how do you spend the time? Well, maybe get out your tablet or your phone or something we call radio, or as a guy I used to work with, radio. You get out your radio and you give us a call at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and hopefully the authorities are monitoring this station and You essentially are our Facebook. You are our Twitter. You, in fact, will inform the folks of where the power outages is and are. And maybe you have some creative way of getting through these outages. You know, whether it's being trapped in your garage, or maybe you're stuck in traffic somewhere because the traffic lights don't work. Now, it's challenging and really so frustrating. You know, Mrs. Miller sent me a text and said, hey, can you find out what the problem is? Well, I told her, look, I'm trying to do a job here. That's why I decided, hey, let's throw it out to you, and maybe you know what's going on. Well, Kevin, don't you know what's going on? Look, we can talk about the gas tax increase. We can talk about everything else, but I'm here in the palatial Fort Apache, the Bronx broadcast center, and I've got the power on. One thing that always amazes me when you lose power, and I don't know why our politicians don't address this, and you could address it at the local level, the state level. It's so bleeping frustrating that, you know, just how vulnerable we are. Sometimes somebody trips over a power line, boom, there goes the luxury home, there goes the big screen, there goes the cooking. You know, a lot of people that save up for a rainy day, they have a ton of water. They have a ton of food to eat. And they get through. Others of us, you know, we're going to try and live off the land, if you will. And I don't know how tasty or how toxic the dandelions are in the backyard. Probably not very edible. I wouldn't advocate that. But it does show you, you know, we get so many promises from our politicians at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And yet, here we have something that we pay for. And quite frankly, I think that Idaho Power should give people a discount for the loss of utilities, right? I mean, if you're without power, why are you paying for it? We start with a very brave young man, Lucas and Star, with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning.
Morning, how you doing?
I'm all right, brother. What's going on?
Well, so I left Star just on the normal highway, stopping. I couldn't even make it to Linder Street in 45 minutes, so then I backtracked Floating Feather through Eagle. Now I'm stuck here in Eagle, and my fuel light's been on the whole time, and every gas station, of course, is, you know, you can't pump gas, so.
It's not looking good for you.
No, I'm fighting the power, though. I think I can make it. We'll see. I just have to make it up to here up at HP.
So before you get there, I mean, there's no lights on wherever you are?
Not one light. And then finally the main light at Eagle and State Street, there's now a cop there directing traffic. But that's the first intersection. And of all the lights, it's funny there's no generators that would have anything.
Well,
or
and that
gas station, you know, with a generator.
It shows you how vulnerable we are.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
No, exactly.
And think of what happened before the cop got there at State and Eagle.
Oh yeah, it's still an absolute mess. So I don't know if there's any. What if something happened like this, like a terrorist attack that took out power stuff? Right? How would we function? You know, we can't get gas, can't go to the store. You know, I think of things like that. But
have you put away things so you're good to go?
We have water. We have a stockpile of water. People make fun of us, but that's about it, you know.
Well, so, water will get you through for a while.
Yeah. So, but, well, yeah.
Lucas, good luck to you.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Kevin Miller in the morning. So here we are. Now, I got to tell you, here at the Palatial, no, I'm not going to sit there and tell you how great we are here at the Palatial Broadcast Center, but it's amazing. Think about it this way, and maybe this is a blessing. Maybe you get a chance to listen to this show, and gosh knows we need all the listeners we can get here. But on the other hand, at 580-5436, you have to put down your phone because eventually the battery is going to run out, so you can't text. Facebook isn't really going to help you. And you just sit there, and you sit next to that person that you sleep with, you live with, or your kids, and you have a talk. You know, it really goes to show you how ill-equipped we are for the big one. or even a little one, whether it's Alex Jones or others that sit back and tell us, you know, the big crisis is coming. I didn't even think about that until Lucas from Star pointed that out. How are you going to get gas if the electric's off? Really, how are you going to get gas if the electric's off, right? So again, as you're driving around, I'd like to hear from you. Now, usually, we love to have your opinions, but today, we'd love to have your information, just like Lucas provided. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Where's the power out? What are you doing to get through? And, you know, where's the backup grid? Well, even if you have a generator, eventually you're going to have to get gas. And if you go to the, I mean, is this what it's come down to? How vulnerable we are? Never mind the life without stoplights, life without Twitter. How are we going to make it? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to work.
Don Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And the power outage continues. Kevin Miller in the morning, your best way to get through till the power comes on. Look, my friends, Facebook, Twitter, they've all deserted you. But AM radio, the first form of electronic communication outside the telephone, is here for you. Living today, right? Is this man responsible for the power outage? We'll find out. Tom Munns, TomMunns.com, joins us now.
Wow, that was awesome. I actually get to take credit for the whole power outage?
Sure.
Awesome. I actually didn't do it, though. And I wanted to call and report to you live from Caldwell that there is no power outage.
What?
I wanted to report live from Caldwell that there's no power outage.
Well, what about everybody else?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think that's why you put the hook out to everybody to call in. So I thought I would call and do my part as a citizen and supporter of KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, and telling you that I'm listening, but I don't have a problem out here with power.
Well, are you prepared?
I prefer to plead the fifth on that one. And I think that it's a good idea that people are prepared. And I think this is, like you said, the vulnerability and stuff is a good time for us to be able to reflect on exactly what we would do in a particular situation. You know, maybe dust off those shoes or fill a few canisters or, you know, just kind of reevaluate your life. Most people think there's nothing going on and, you know, we're controlled by smart meters and a technocratic maze. You know, they have nothing to worry about. But, you know, it's better to be prepared than with your pants caught around your waist, you know, or around your knees. So, anyway.
Well, Tom, you're not very entertaining.
Well, no, but it's not a very entertaining topic.
And you know something, you're very insensitive to the people without power.
Yeah, I've been told I'm racist, too.
Well.
Is it racist to say that you don't have a power issue?
Now, that's some entertainment stuff here. That's provocative. That's what we need.
Yeah, I'm racist. You know, I'm like Sheila Jackson.
Oh, my goodness.
I wanted to comment on the legislature and about how they do such a wonderful job every year incrementally enslaving the people of Idaho while we still think that we're red and the Democrats and the Republicans are fighting amongst each other. But you wanted to talk about power. But, you know, I have a multitude of topics that I could just go off on an endless diatribe.
Wow.
But I miss you, though. How are you?
Well, I'm great. I've got power. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, well, you know, as much as I wish I could help those poor folks, I'm sure that the Idaho Power, the monopolistic Idaho Power, will do it.
Well, why don't we have a better backup system than this? Why, you know, if something happens, goodness gracious, and then boom, we're back in the Stone Ages.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where America should have a backup plan for everything, because everything we do is in fear.
What's up with the backup plan for you?
I think we should have a triple backup, don't you? And the taxpayers should fund, triple backup generators, and we should actually live in bubble wrap, I think.
And on that note, bump, thank you for the call.
Have a good day, Kevin. Bye. Well,
bye-bye, our friend Tom Munns. More on the power outages plus eminent domain, but really, you think about this at 580-5436. You know, where's the backup? You can't buy gas. Now, if you're in Caldwell, you're living great. In Napa, you're living great. I think Meridian's all right. But Star and Eagle and in West Boise, not so much. So we're taking your phone calls on how to get through the power outage. And why not have a backup plan now more than ever? Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And we continue to cover the power outage. We're taking your calls on that at 580-5436. Coming up, we'll talk to our friend Sandy Smith. Big vote last night in Eagle. Before that, we go to Walt in Nampa at 580KIDO. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning. I was listening to your suggestion that the power company has a backup system. I was just wondering, what did you have in mind?
Well, I'm not an engineer. I don't know. Something that you go into, you know, bury the cables. How about that? How about updating the grid? You talk to the experts, and our grid is antiquated and aged and could be knocked out with a swift breeze, which is what we're seeing.
Well, it's funny you suggest that, because in Napa right now, down on 12th Street, they're burying conduit for the power company. They've been boring out here, and they're discovering Napa is built on a pile of rock, which is not too conducive for boring, but they're getting the conduit in.
Well, I mean, I think that's
upgrading the grid.
Right. I think that's what you got to start with, updating the grid. And, you know, why can't Idaho be a leader as opposed to, you know, I just feel for the people that don't have any power. I think it stinks.
Well, that's one of the reasons why you go with natural gas. That way you have to worry about heat. You don't have to worry about cooking. And gas lamps worked pretty good back in the 1800s, right? Anyway. A lot of the services that you were talking about, like...
Well, I don't know. I wasn't around in the 1800s, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, I almost made it. Then,
yes.
Anyway, the internet and cell services, the cell towers, they tend to have their own backup generator units sitting there on the bottom. If you look real close, you'll see these little huts sitting down there. That's what they are, is generators and amplifiers, that sort of thing.
Look, even if you have a generator, you're going to run out of gas eventually.
No, they run on natural gas.
No, I'm talking about people at home.
Why would you put something on gasoline when natural gas is so much cheaper, so much cleaner, and hell of a lot more convenient?
You know, you should be a spokesperson for natural gas. Intermountain should hire you.
Well, I won't tell you where I used to work. Anyway, I missed this morning our education czar made a comment about Common Core. And I didn't quite catch all of it. Where are we at on the Common Core?
Well, the Common Core continues.
Are we going to, does it look like we're going to vote it out or we'll keep it in?
No, we're not going to vote it out.
Can't lose that money, huh?
No, you can't lose that money. And again, Sherry Ibarra talks a good game about unfunded mandates, and she's going to tell the feds are going to say, you either drink the Kool-Aid or we take your money. I mean, that's really, and the press doesn't tell you that. We'll tell you that. That's the truth. Walt, I got to run, though.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you very much, Walt. We go to our friend Sandy Smith in Eagle, Eagle business owner, where there's not a lot of power in Eagle. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. Thankfully, I'm not having to be in there this morning because that'd be pretty difficult clear across town with no lights.
Well, and unfortunately, I wish we had some good news for you. We've been watching you on the TVs and such, and a big vote last night. What's the latest between you and the folks in Eagle?
Well, the spending trio decided their wisdom. They still want to move forward with the eminent domain. Councilman Coons and Ridgway were adamant about their no, and the spending trio was adamant about their yes still. So it's not a unanimous vote by any sense of the word.
Well, what does it mean for you?
Well, it means that now we'll be in litigation with the City of Eagle. And they're going to continue to try to take properties. I mean, this isn't just about our property. This is about property all over in Eagle. They have an elimination project for the downtown area especially, but they're not just looking to take our property. They're going to be after more. And this is what we've been trying to tell people. This isn't just about our little corner in Eagle. This is about property rights in general. And limiting your local government.
Now, I thought for sure that the legislature was going to help you out by taking away the power of the eminent domain. What happened there?
Well, the legislature did write a bill. It's House Bill 303, and Representative Mike Moyle introduced it, and it was voted on 67-5 vote for limiting the use of eminent domain. And what it would do is it would give it really works for both parties. It makes the city or the URAs give the property owners 90 days to fix the so-called blight issues. And also it would make the if the city or URA continues with their eminent domain, it would also make them get a architect's or engineer's report stating that the property or the building is not refurbishable. And that has not happened in any, I mean, it hasn't happened for this Eagle situation, but I mean, really I don't even know why it's not there already. It's primarily a standard. If you go out to buy something, I don't care if you're buying a car or something, you're going to go and do some investigating, right? To make sure it has everything that fits in the criteria of what you need. They don't have any criteria, or they have very limited criteria to follow at this point under eminent domain.
Well, yeah, it is a troubling.
We need the senators to pass it this week, and then Governor Otter could sign it before the session is over at the House.
Well, people don't get, though, this is going to cost you a lot of money.
Well, you know, there are people in the spending trio. Mayor Reynolds, Councilman Butler, and McFarland are the spending trio I'm referring to. They've been quoted around town stating that they want to be in a legal battle with us. So I don't know how many council people you have in your town that go around prompting that they want to, you know, be in a legal battle against something that really doesn't need to even be battled over. You know, our site is not blighted. It's we painted it, we fixed the windows, we removed the Jersey barriers. The parking lot's cleared of any debris. It's not contaminated. It's not hazardous. It's not a public safety. So what's the blight? The building is a solid rock, single-level building, and it's ready for renovation. Why aren't they helping us renovate it? Why aren't they ready to see something in downtown, a new business?
Well, you know what they say, to be continued. Good luck.
Yeah. They've, like I said, you know, people need to get on the phone and talk to their senators and their legislators and get this bill passed, because it's not just in our town. It's all over the nation that these things are happening. And, you know, it's a good plan. Like I said, it helps both sides, kind of just let everything calm down for, you know, 90 days and get things fixed. They haven't given it. We've had no code violations in 14 days. How do you jump to no code violations to eminent domain and not have any discussion on what the blightedness is? The problem is the spending trio, the mayor, Butler, and McFarland, they just want the building gone. They want to acquire all of this property, the three best lots in town, for temporary parking and further development. So, you know, my question is, it's today, it's us. Is tomorrow, is it the property next to us that they've got a two-year lease on? Are they next for the eminent domain? Because if they don't like our price, they're certainly not going to like their price. Is it going to be the other properties in town that are vacant?
Right.
Are they next on the eminent domain? Because they do have a blight elimination plan, a project. They're gunning for more properties. And I'm telling people, you need to start paying attention. It doesn't matter. I mean, it could be your house. It could be your grandparents' house. It doesn't have to be a commercial property, but it could be your commercial property. It could be your investment property that's next.
And Sandy, we appreciate that. Thank you. All right, Sandy Smith joining us. Let's go to Liberal Steve at 580KIDO. Good morning, Timmy.
Good morning, Tim Meister yourself. If any of your callers think they're going to change corporate America.
Now, do you have power at all?
Hey, listen.
Are you without power?
I use my power where it's needed, not in frivolous. Oh, the gas tax is going to go up. Yeah. Well, sure it is. Oh, eminent domain. They need this to put an airport in. They need to do this. They want to get rid of blight. Yeah, get rid of blight. Period.
Well, a lot of people would say to get rid of you would be blight, getting rid of blight.
They'd have eminent domain where there was actually graves, and the city has to dig up the graves and relocate them and stuff. You ain't going to win a battle. Their attorneys sit around tapping their fingers waiting for the fight.
And this is based on your legal experience.
Well, absolutely.
Your time in the courtroom.
There hasn't
been. And where did you get your law degree from?
There hasn't been a republic in the United States since about 1881. Corporate America took over the railroads. They brought the Chinese.
Where did you go to law school at? I couldn't remember.
Hey, if I gave you my credentials, you'd need a week to listen to them. So there, BB in a boxcar brain. Nothing's going away.
And now you're labeling folks. Yes.
Yeah, they keep voting it in. And what? And Bob, I've been listening to him for 6 years.
You ever notice with Liberal Steve, it's no matter what the topic, it all sounds the same. Have you noticed that? He says, it's just like a different topic. It's the same tone and everything else.
Hey, have you ever noticed that it's ditto on the other side? Hey, brother. Oh, I missed you.
Well, we've missed you. Maybe you should tune in every day.
Well, I'll be flying over in about 15 minutes, so I'll wave. And you stay fired up. I won't be back in Idaho.
You're leaving for good?
Yeah. Yep, sold the house, everything. Sold the acreage. I'm out of here.
Where are you moving to?
Just outside of Miami.
So, officially now, at 580KIDO... this will be the last time that we ever hear from you.
Well, no. I got you on my laptop.
You're going to call in from Miami.
Hey, yeah, man. They just had what? Shooting of 17 kids down there?
So it's officially, you're leaving Idaho.
Yeah. I'm on the way out. Idaho was the...
I don't believe you.
That's the truth, man.
I don't believe you.
Idaho's IQ will drop by about 20 points.
So you've sold all your homes and you're taking Jack?
Well, I'm taking Jack, Tiente. I got a third one now. And Angel, you bet, taking them all with. They can fight them crocodiles in my backyard. But I'll be flying back and forth because I'm going to be opening up a ton of businesses over there. And I bought up a ton of property over in Oregon because their governor was wise enough, and their senator was wise enough to sign in the hemp bill for the farmers, and now it's just a $1,500 permit.
We wish you a good life in Miami.
Hey, watch for the factory going up over there.
Safe travels in Miami, sir.
You stay fired up, Kevin. I'll always be with you, heart, soul, whether I'm dead or alive.
God bless you.
You stay fired up, my man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we have it. Liberal Steve has left Idaho. Pro-life, good morning at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller.
Yeah, that's kind of unbelievable that Steve left. But,
well, if you believe him.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But anyway, eminent domain is just a theft by government. Government should never take any properties unless it's for necessary.
You don't really believe in government anyway.
I don't?
No.
Yeah, I believe.
You're down with government.
No. I believe that there should be definite government, but it needs to be kept in its constitutional, very narrow parameters, and that's not happening at all. I mean, they're turning government.
It's parameters determined by you.
No, the Constitution.
Well, what qualifies you to be an expert?
Well, I don't. I just read the Constitution. That's all the smarter you have to be.
I see.
And that the eminent domain is just for government necessities.
What about the other side of the equation that we've had people calling in from Eagle, say, look, that place of business has been there for quite some time, and they didn't do anything with it, and they were sticking it to the people of Eagle. Now you have the Empire striking back. That is the other side of the story.
Well, if there's something that you don't like and it's private property, you can't use government to modify it if it's...
Well, wait a minute. If you're living next door to... in a neighborhood, and some guy puts a couch out on the front yard, and you have an HOA, can't you have that removed?
Yeah, if you have an HOA and he's signed into the HOA, of course. But if he hasn't signed into the HOA, then
isn't that a form of government?
Well, yeah, of course, but it's voluntary. I mean, you
you can't. You want to live in the neighborhood, you got to belong to the HOA.
Well, listen, we're just...
Isn't that a covenant with the people?
We're just running democratic communism crazy.
Well, we're doing it with a laugh.
Yeah, we are. And we throw democratic socialist fascist in it. I mean, you know, the Republicans are mostly fascist. The Democrats.
Oh, my goodness. What about the power outage?
I didn't hear there was a power outage.
Well, thanks for listening. We've been covering it since 5:30 this morning.
Oh, well, hey.
Even before, you just kind of, you don't even listen. You just call in to give your take.
No, I usually listen.
I'm going to start giving you a quiz every time.
All right, well.
You'll be up for it.
I'll pass most of the time.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well, hey, we have to give up our selfishness and follow Jesus or we're through.
Now more than ever.
Right. God bless you.
God bless you.
See you, Kevin.
Take care, Pro-Life, our friend Pro-Life. 8:53, more on how to get around without power next. Well, why don't we do that now? Kevin Miller, the